This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. We're still in February of 2017, yet the political world in Ohio is already buzzing about the 2018 governor's race. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Isn't it a little too early to be talking about the governor's race when the mayor hasn't even been elected yet in Cincinnati?
Marianne, it's never too early. The political parties and the candidates themselves actually never stop campaigning and never stop thinking about elections, one election, two elections ahead. And that's the case this time around. This governor's race actually started last summer, back at the Democratic and Republican National Conventions, when all the potential candidates were there and they were schmoozing with the delegates. And that was campaigning. And that was how the campaign began.
So what are some of the signs we're seeing now that really show this race has already begun?
Well, on the Republican side, you've got four candidates who are pretty much actively running. Mike DeWine, the attorney general, has announced, and John Husted, the Secretary of State, both of whom have about $2.5 million in the bank. Mary Taylor, Lieutenant Governor, has filed papers to run. And Jim Renacci, a congressman from Medina County, is talking about running also. And I think we're going to also see all four of those candidates down here in Cincinnati, actually in Sharonville, next Saturday at the Northeast Hamilton County Republican Club's Pancake Breakfast, which is a must. If you're running for statewide office in Ohio, you have to go to the Pancake Breakfast. And they're all going to be there. And it's going to be like a cattle call of Republican candidates.
Now, you've talked a lot about the Republicans. What about the Democrats? Are there any Democrats actively campaigning for governor?
There are none that are actively campaigning. There are a whole lot who are talking about it, who are making, you know, moves towards that. One of them, Rich Cordray, the former attorney general, is in a sticky position because he can't campaign. He is the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington, and his term is not up until the middle of 2018. A lot of Democrats in Ohio think he would be the strongest candidate, but there's a federal lawsuit which would give the president the power to fire him from that job, and he opposes that, and he's going to wait until he sees how that court case comes out before he decides whether or not, well, he could get fired, number one, and whether or not he's going to come back and run for governor. You've got Tim Ryan, the Democratic congressman from Niles, Ohio. He's likely to run. Betty Sutton, a former congresswoman, also from Medina County. She is probably going to run. She's head of the St. Lawrence Seaway Corporation right now, was appointed by Barack Obama. She's going to lose that job, but she's probably going to come back and run for governor.
Now, the Democrats have been swept in the last two elections for statewide offices in 2010 and 2014. What do you think makes them think 2018 will be any different?
Here's their argument. Their argument is that this is not going to be a status quo election. They're arguing that people are not going to want a continuation of John Kasich. John Kasich, you know, will have had 8 years in office. They're going to want something different, not just a continuation, a third term for John Kasich. And they're betting on that, and that they're going to have some fresh faces, people with different ideas, taking the state in a different direction, and that they can win this race.
Can that strategy work?
It can if they put together a strong ticket, from top to bottom of the statewide constitutional offices, but that's yet to be determined.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.